Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 1st, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Anyone can now build software. AI cameras on thin ice. OpenAI tightens Canada protocols. AI infrastructure spending boom. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. AI coding agents such as Claude Code and OpenAI Codex now let non-developers produce working software. Kit tested them in an intensive vibe coding session with developer Benjamin Thorstensen. In one example, a recipe extractor pulled instructions from YouTube, Instagram, and other sites and wrote structured entries into Notion, all created by a non-programmer. Tools differ in style. Codex tends to plan carefully and follow instructions. Opus is more creative and fast. Harnesses let agents browse, open files, and call APIs. Local models can run on personal hardware so data stays local. The result? Faster prototyping and wider access, but risk if one publishes code without understanding it. Manufacturers rushing to add generative AI to cameras face backlash and security risks. Kyra integrated Google's Nano Banana into a Micro Four Thirds camera and drew disgust from photographers. Profoto faced anger after promoting AI lighting seen as devaluing the craft. An Android app, Video AI Art Generator and Maker, exposed 1.5 million images and 385,000 videos in an open Google Cloud storage bucket, CyberNews found. Assets tied to Turkish firm Codeway Digital Hizmetler totaled 12 terabytes unprotected. 72% of analyzed AI apps show similar flaws. As AI reshapes photography careers in 2026, practical defenses are authentic work, local storage, and basic security.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickert's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. OpenAI told Canada's AI minister, Evan Solomon, it will tighten protocols after a school shooting in Tumbler Ridge that left 8 people dead. The suspect, Jesse Van Rootsler, had interacted with ChatGPT. OpenAI staff flagged exchanges as warnings of real-world violence. The company suspended the account but did not notify police. Wall Street Journal reports OpenAI will adopt more flexible criteria for sharing account data with authorities, establish direct contacts with Canadian police, and improve systems to detect attempts to evade protections. Vice President Anne O'Leary said the account would have been reported under the new rules. Justice Minister Sean Fraser warned of new AI regulation. AI infrastructure spending is surging. NVIDIA's CEO estimates $3 trillion to $4 trillion by the end of the decade. Microsoft's $1 billion investment in OpenAI grew to nearly $14 billion and loosened exclusivity. Oracle landed a $30 billion deal with OpenAI, then announced a 5-year, $300 billion compute agreement beginning in 2027. NVIDIA moved GPUs into investments, including a $100 billion GPU for stock deal with OpenAI. Meta plans $600 billion in U.S. infrastructure through 2028, building massive sites that strain power and raise environmental concerns. Hyperscalers project $700 billion in data center spending for 2026. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.